Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen here for another week of information. Help, hopefully, for farmers, family farmers, especially this program is dedicated to the people who are like I am, grew up on the farm perhaps, have a small farm, medium-sized farm, getting pushed around by the big ag concerns and want to know how you can survive and perhaps thrive. So we are here to bring you, first of all, some news that will help set the course of events. I thought it was interesting this week that John Deere announced it will now make expanded repair software available to customers, which certainly is a win for you, the small farmers. These all of us have been lobbying for years, not only for John Deere, but they're the worst culprits when it comes to this, but to make it easy for you to have the ability to do your own mechanical work. Why should it be any differently? Anyway, starting this next week, farmers and independent repair shops will be able to buy through the online store a Deere version of the Service Advisor, diagnostic service tools, that sort of thing. They're going to follow up with enhanced customer solutions, allowing you, the owner, allowing you, the independent mechanic, to download software so that you can, anything from Deere, you can fix. And I'm sure everybody else is following suit. International is. I'm sure that Massey Ferguson will, and all the other manufacturers. Farmers have been complaining for a long time, especially, again, John Deere technicians had to be brought in to do the work, prevented them from making their own repairs. And so now John Deere tries to look like the good guys by saying, quote, "We recognize our customers' desire for more autonomy in managing their equipment. Quality and uptime are essential to their operations." Well, why is this? You've been fighting this for years. Why all of a sudden has your position changed? Well, because their sales are way off, because people are sick of dealing with them and the way they do business. So that's a win for John Deere all the way around and for family farmers as well. I was thinking about this before Easter. Those of you who are selling eggs for Easter bunny rolls or whatever, you know, using eggs, more eggs sell at Easter than any other time of the year. And the Easter bunny was affected. So the cost of a dozen eggs went up $3 in the last month and a half or so, mostly because of the avian flu. I don't know if that forced you to kill any of your birds, but a lot of them have been killed, egg-laying birds across the country. And the price of eggs, as I said, is up $3-4 a dozen. I try on my farm to get, I don't try, we easily get $8 a dozen, and we should probably be getting more than that. Our birds are all protected and enclosed. They have been free range, but for now, we put them into an enclosure so that they'll be clear. And by the way, if you build an enclosure for your hens, your laying hens, make sure there's something on the top of it, so that outside birds can't get in to the cage where your laying hens are. All right? And I don't know how this bird flew, where it comes from. It's been detected in 26 states around the country. And as I said, millions of birds have been put down. It is not transmitted to humans, or at least it hasn't been much. It is, you know, it's the fact that we use a lot of eggs at this time of year, and they're very expensive. So hopefully that'll get eradicated. The problem with who owns the land and who you do business with. The four major companies that I've talked about here before that control the food supply are all listed on Bloomberg's Billionaire Index. The total number of family members in the Cargill family, the Cargill McMillans, are now five, who are worth over $1 billion. The Cargill-McMillan families have ranked among the 25 richest families in America, listed by Forbes as the fourth richest family behind the Waltons, the Kochs, and the Mars family. They have a net worth of $51 billion, the Cargill-McMillans, and this is when you get right down to the brass tacks of it all. The inflation that has brought their worth up to where it is, Cargill made $5 billion profit last year. Tyson, pretty much the same. Archer Daniels Midland. Tyson is a target of the Chinese to try to buy. Cargill is pretty much family-oriented, family-owned. So that's not going to, you know, the Walton family, that's not going to be taken over by the Chinese. Neither are the Kochs. But what I'm making certain you understand here is the reason that people are complaining to you about the cost of food is that where Cargill is concerned, they have artificially, kind of like the oil companies, increased the prices of the food and the commodities they're dealing with because of what's going on in Ukraine. So how that affects you directly or indirectly remains to be seen. Cargill says they, when asked about the situation here in Ukraine, quote, "We are scaling back our business activities in Russia to operate essential food and feed facilities to help the Ukrainians." But apparently they didn't really answer the question directly as to what they were doing with the Russians, because they've done a lot of business with the Russians in the past and the Chinese as well. What they said is any profits from essential activities in Ukraine, where we have operations, will go to humanitarian aid. So you can read into that, I guess, what you want, but a bit. I think you should know a lot of, maybe a lot of you know it. I didn't realize, or I'd forgotten. I always use Cargill, but I didn't know how much they were really worth. It's pretty amazing. It really is. It's quite amazing. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a story of success. For those of you who are trying to lose weight and keep it off, the secret is to use Calitrin the all-natural, healthy way. They've been for 25 years providing you with not really a secret formula. I mean, it's pretty well known what they put into it. It's a simple formula. In fact, there are three main ingredients. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. I guess we can start with what it doesn't have. It has collagen protein. It has aloe vera. It has digestive enzymes. Maybe you don't really care what it has in it. You want to know it's not going to hurt your body at all because it's all natural. You want to know that you can get a 90-day supply right now with $25 off the price because it's the 25th anniversary of Calitrin being in business and helping millions of people. Imagine 25 years of success. The product, the company couldn't stay around if it wasn't successful. So apply their success to making you and your weight loss success, keeping you feeling successful by keeping the weight off. You lose it? Yep. Let's use Calitrin to keep it off. Toploss.com is their website. Check it out. I offer to you again free shipping using the DJV code and $25 off a 90-day supply. Get with the program. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Feel good about yourself. Go to toploss.com. Back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, as we really sort of get down and dirty, pardon the pun, with planting, we're going to have a nice, I think it's going to be a nice conversation. I'm anticipating this because they seem like a wonderful couple, the Kost family, K-O-S-T. The husband and wife, Matthew and Nancy, run the Buffalo Seed Company. I mean, most people actually have chosen their seeds. I'm still working on some things, but most farmers have got their seed and are getting ready to start to plant them. But just as a backgrounder, because often I talk about Monsanto and some of the big seed companies that are trying to control everything, and I'm hoping that most people know there are some really good other sources of seed. And one of the companies that I use, American Hybrid Corn, they're in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. There's Mid-Atlantic Seeds that are cool. True Leaf Market Seed Company that has mostly things that the market gardener can grow, can be using. You can grow all vegetable seed, flower seeds, herb seeds. They either sell, most of these companies, packets or in bulk. And I think that, you know, some people even buy their, farmers buy their seed on Amazon. I don't understand that because I don't like buying anything. You've heard, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, whether it's the Farm Show or whether it's the DJV daily program, you'll hear me in my bias aimed at some companies like the big ag businesses that are trying to put the little family farmers out of business. And in this case, Amazon, trying to sell everything to everybody all around the world. I just think it's kind of, it reminds me of Walmart in a sense, because Walmart came in, put all the little guys, little hardware store that you used to buy your seeds from, or even the farm store. And I know that it's 2022 and people say, okay, Doug, get with it. That's not the way it is anymore. But you know what? It really is that way in some places. There are fabulous places, and it doesn't include Amazon, where you can go to buy your seed. And some small farmers who have had a hard time finding quality seeds this year because there is, like everything else, they've run into supply problems. There's a company in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school in Heidelberg, that has hybrids called bird hybrids. They're in Tiffin, and they have some wonderful, it's a small family outfit. And they have mostly corn, but there are other, you know, there's like the corn that's I like the corn that's longer, 110, 111 days. I like that for cow corn. But there are other, you know, sometimes in terms of sweet corn, I remember when I was a kid, we used to plant what was called Iowa Chief. Big, beautiful ears of corn, and it was, you know, it is great. The Dairyland Seed Company is in West Bend, Wisconsin. And I know up until a year or so ago, they had great silage corn, they had great sweet corn, they had great alfalfa, that sort of thing. The Gersten, G-E-E-R-T-S-O-N, they're a seed company that's in Oregon. They also have some great blends of grain and corn. So I have a couple of ideas, but I'm sure you're going to find very interesting what these folks have to say as we continue here in a few moments with the folks that run the Buffalo Seed Company up next here on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Focus on your seeds. This is the time of year. As a matter of fact, probably many of you, if not most of you, have ordered the first round of seeds. So I thought it was appropriate if we got in some folks who really have an interesting, I think, overview, interesting way of presenting the seeds that they sell, what the quality is like. So from the Buffalo Seed Company, we have the owners, Dr. Matthew and Nancy Coast, who are here with us to talk about what it is that you have that's special, why people would pay attention, find out what you offer in the seed department. So first, a little background on both of you. Matthew, let's start with you. Are you a farm guy?
You know, I grew up in Kansas City, just in kind of a suburban area. I didn't get into growing food until I was doing my doctorate degree at the Ohio State. So, no, I don't have a farming background. I kind of got into it once I met Nancy up in Ohio.
All right, so let's find out about Nancy then. Nancy, are you a farm kid?
Yes, I am. I'm from Bolivia. I grew up farming. I grew up growing quinoa, potatoes, fava beans, and llamas and sheep, all the ecosystem, kind of how it cycles in the highlands of Bolivia.
And what brought you from the highlands of Bolivia to the lowlands of Ohio?
Well, first, I made a stop in Costa Rica. I went to study in Costa Rica agronomy.
Yeah.
And from there, I was curious about, I wanted to learn first English in order to expand my knowledge of just the world. And then I ended up in Ohio and fall in love with Matthew and fall in love with America and study more agriculture.
Where did you go to school in Ohio? I'm curious because I went to school in Ohio. I went to Heidelberg, and I always am interested when people say they went to school in Ohio. A lot of great colleges in Ohio. Where did you go?
We went to the Ohio State University.
So you're both Ohio State. Okay, well, that makes good sense.
Yes.
All right, so now the two of you get together, you're going to live happily ever after, and of course the first thing that you talk about when you meet is seeds, right? On your first date, did you start talking about pumpkin seeds? Did you start about corn seeds? Tomato seeds? What did you talk about on the first date?
Potato seeds.
Yeah, so the first time I met Nancy, I learned she was from Bolivia. And I was studying the crop centers of origin of all the domesticated crops, and right. I knew that potato was domesticated in Bolivia, so it was kind of a pickup line, if you will. I said, from Bolivia, potatoes were domesticated in Bolivia, right?
That's one of the most romantic farm stories I think I've ever heard. Instead of you saying to her, I have eyes on you, or rather you say you have eyes on the potatoes, and that sparks a big conversation. All right, hold on a second. We'll continue with this romance. Dr. Matthew and Nancy Coast here from the Buffalo Seed Company on this week's American Family Farmer.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is continuing Saturday for a Texas National Guard soldier who may have drowned in the Rio Grande. A release from the Texas Military Department saying they had to pause their river search Friday night because of strong river currents. The soldier went missing along the river on a border enforcement mission. Sheriff Tom Schirmer of Maverick County says the soldier had jumped into the river in an attempt to rescue an illegal immigrant woman who was struggling to get across. The woman did make it. Unseasonably warm weather is predicted in the Midwest on Saturday. Forecasters say Chicago, Cleveland, and Indianapolis all could see high temperatures at 80 degrees or higher. Detroit could hit 79 and Minneapolis could hit 71. The president and vice president have nothing on their public schedules for Saturday. This is USA Radio News. As many as 60 rounds were fired Friday afternoon from an apartment in Northwest D.C. near Howard University. Two adults and a 12-year-old child were shot and are in stable condition. A fourth woman was grazed by one of the sniper's bullets. Border Patrol and communities along the southern border are dealing with illegal immigrants arriving at the highest levels in two decades. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden, appearing on Fox News, says the influx of illegal immigrants has caused a dangerous problem in the United States.
The crisis at the border has fueled this fentanyl epidemic that we are seeing across the nation. Democrats are aware of that. They're worried about how that will affect them in November. And we're seeing deaths from fentanyl overdoses that are really scaring everyday Americans.
Customs and Border Protection has seized more than 5,300 pounds of fentanyl so far this year. More news at USARadio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back to the second half hour of our extravaganza this week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. I can remember as a kid, you'll both appreciate this, Dr. Nancy, Matthew and Nancy Coast from the Buffalo Seed Company are here. One of the worst jobs I had was cutting the potatoes, the seed potatoes. Well, we didn't use seed potatoes. We used potatoes that were left over that had been in the storage. We had a little storage cellar, and the potatoes that didn't get eaten, that got soft, we cut them up and planted them. Those were our seed potatoes. I can remember, you know, I had to get make sure there was at least one eye, and I can't tell you how many times I cut my thumbs and forefingers. So in order, you know, payback is hell. When my daughter was about 10 or 12 years old, I gave her that project to cut the potato seeds, and she did it for 3 or 4 years in a row until she found excuses not to do it. So anyway, it's a wonder, the world is built around potato seeds, but then as you've grown, now let's get to the nitty-gritty here of the Buffalo Seed Company. From getting married and whatever brought you to the next level here, how did you decide you wanted to go into the seed business?
Yeah, so after Nancy had finished her master's degree and I asked her for her hand in marriage, she told me if I wanted to marry her, I needed to go to South America and meet her family. And so I said, all right. And so I was studying down there with the Peruvian government and a group out of Rome, Italy, by the name of Bioversity International, doing conservation of landrace quinoa and amaranth in the Andes Mountains. And we finished up there and then went up to Arizona. And I worked at Native Seed Search, which conserves arid-adapted crops of the greater Southwest. And so we really started developing kind of a more professional understanding of the seed system. And we eventually moved back to Kansas City, worked with some farming groups here for a while, and then decided we were going to start up the seed business. And kind of along the journey, we were saving seeds and growing seeds, so it was kind of a slow progression that eventually ended up in us going full into the seed farming business.
All right, so here's the $64 question here when it comes to seeds and seedlings and where they are. What came first, the seed or the plant? This is really and truly, people don't understand. And because this program aims to help farms, family farmers, to move along and become more successful, I find the big, the Dow Chemicals, all the big companies that are trying to control the seed supply, those people are public enemy number one, because why? Where does it say they have the right to control the seed supply, therefore the food supply of the world? So along come people like you who are refreshing, and I'm betting that there are a lot of farmers listening now that don't even know, depending on their age, what open pollinated seed is. So as we move along here, I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but I think because this program is listened to by farmers, but also by people who are interested in food, the food supply, food sources, you want to spend a few minutes, Nancy and Matthew, talking about where, I said facetiously, which came first, the plant or the seed, but what did come first?
What did come first? That's an interesting question, but, first, the seeds, and the plant. It's a cycle, you know. Like, we kind of look at the seed, the connection between life and death. Like, when a plant dies off, and then there's a seed that's going to continue on. And that's, like, our mission to connect back. Because, like Matthew was saying, we work with farmers. The local food movement was moving. But there was nobody talking about the seeds. And the seed is, like, the first step.
Right.
Security.
Yeah.
And so that was mainly like, it's a cycle. I think you said, that's in which one comes first. It's like we look at, like, we have to close the circle. So that's why all our seeds that we offer are seeds that you can save your seeds and actually select yourself for what you want on your own farm.
But if you do business with Monsanto, you cannot keep your seeds. You cannot reproduce using their seeds, or they'll sue you. How many farms have we heard about, do we know, that Monsanto, when they found that they were using seeds over again, they sued them, they put them out of business, that kind of stuff, which is totally unacceptable, and who gives them the right to do that? It's not, apparently, so they were able to trademark some of the stuff or fix it so that they controlled, and they control more and more of the seed supply, but more and more farmers are launching off on their own to save their seeds or to go to somebody like you who is trying to do the right things, not having chemicals involved, and the kind of the fertilizers that you use are natural and organic. You look like my place. I have a compost business on my farm, and I use that, the manure from the animals and the compost. That's what I put on the fields. But some people are so big, or they say it doesn't produce as much as what the other stuff does, and they don't give much thought to the soil. And so what's the relationship that you want people to know about between seeds and soil?
Yeah, so to kind of anchor into what Nancy was saying, we're one of the core reasons we pushed this business was the fact of the centralization and the control of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're strong believers that, farmers should have autonomy of seed. Communities should be strengthened by the sharing of seed, and that the seed source should be diversified opposed to centralized, because diversity is a key component of sustainability. It leads to resiliency. And so it kind of segues into discussions of climate resilience and these kind of ideas. A heavily centralized system, as we can see with the global food supply chain, for example, is incapable of adapting or acclimating to change. And so when we think down at the seed level, it's the same concept. If we have single monoculture crops that are planted heavily across the nation, how do we acclimate to change? And to follow, on your question of soil and how the seeds relate to soil. So if we're having to buy seeds every single year from a company that's breeding for what we would call phenotypic plasticity, which is the ability for a certain crop to grow in many locations throughout the country. What we're not doing is getting a seed that is locally adapted. So when you plant a seed in, you know, where we're at over in Garnett, Kansas, we put that seed in the soil. We don't irrigate. We don't water. We fertilize minimally. What's happening there is the process of evolution. So the population of that seed is learning the environment. So some of the plants are going to die. Some of them are going to survive. And the seeds that we will collect from that are ultimately adapting to our region. And so, but you have to really be, like Nancy was saying, in that cycle with the earth of where you're saving the seed, planting it, and going through that cycle time and time again to really get these seeds to know the locations that we're growing in.
So it's interesting, as I'm listening to you and reflecting on some of the seeds that I bought over the years, I don't have a produce farm. I raise animals, cows and dairy animals, and I have this one type of open pollinated corn seed that I get from a little farmer in Tutopolis, Illinois, and every year I buy enough to take care of the animals, and I love his story. I've been to his farm once. He's a blind guy who's now up in his 80s, and he grows 500 acres of corn every year and can't supply enough because people who are doing business at the behest of Monsanto and that other, you know, other companies like that, they feel like they have a knife to their throat and they don't like it. And plus the fact these things that you're talking about, although I don't know that they're regionalized, I know it works great for me, and it obviously works great for lots of other people. And so I want to have you, if you will, as we have the time left, I want to know a little more about this bioregionality that you're talking about and how you know when you need to have that or be focused on it and when it doesn't make any difference. The continuation of the conversation here on the American Family Farmer with Dr. Matthew and Nancy Coast from the Buffalo Seed Company. After a word from MyPillow, the product catalog is easily available online at MyPillow.com. They have everything you need for a great night's rest. So if you're having trouble in any number of ways, you know, maybe the bed's lumpy, you need a new mattress, okay, that's cool. Maybe you don't like the fact that the covers are old and they smell, whatever, even after you wash them. New comforters, new blankets, new sheets, all of that stuff is available. So many things, there's a myriad of things at MyPillow.com, and you'll get these products at huge discounts using the DJV code, whether it's slippers, the pillows themselves, the products you can wear, pajamas from MyPillow these days, their sheets, second to none. Always a big deal when you order a Giza Sheets. You can right now buy two for the price of one. Free shipping as well when you use the promo code DJV. So check it all out at MyPillow.com. Get yourself a good night's rest every night, courtesy of all the help you can find at MyPillow.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Dr. Matthew and Nancy Coast from the Buffalo Seed Company. So you've got this seed company. At first, did you find it hard to find the market, or did people keep coming and say, you gotta create these seeds, we need them?
At the beginning, it was kind of a little bit hard, but then like when the COVID happened and a lot of people were not finding the seeds where they needed, yeah. So we were there. Mm-hmm. And we were like, and then the other thing, like when the USPS, the shipping mailing, like where people didn't have their then stock because they had to wait until it comes from outside of the country, their seeds to stock their seeds, and we had all here on hand. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of like, and from there, like we always sell out half of our collection, and every year we've been increasing. Like, we started with 40 varieties, and right now we are over 200 varieties.
Wow.
And probably half of them were already sold out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because it's like anything else. There's a market for it. People are finding you, and this is something that's a great business. I'm happy you're doing it. There are a lot of people. I wish there were others where there were more varieties because that's what we need. We don't need less. We need more. So how do people find you? I know the website. I'm looking at the website, the various diverse collection of even grains and vegetables and fruits. You've got it all at buffalo.seedcompany, or is it, do we need a dot for this? Is Buffalo Seed Company without the dot? That's the email address for you.
Yes.
The buffalo.seedcompany. But go to Buffalo Seed Company and see what they have. It's fascinating. I don't know how easy it is to make a profit, but obviously you're doing something right because people are buying it and you're in business. So I'm happy to be able to call attention to what you're doing, and I wish you good luck as you continue to help people. This is what we need, more of this and less of the big guys. Dr. Matthew and Nancy Coast from Buffalo Seed Company. Find them again at thebuffaloseedcompany.com. They got a great selection of everything. I feel like I'm doing an ad for you, but that's what you need. And I appreciate you being here, and I'm happy to help you out. Thanks again, folks. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
What makes people successful at work? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There are a few factors that most successful business people have. One, they have strong self-efficacy. In other words, they have confidence in their abilities. Two, they're able to see the big picture. Although they may deal with the minutia, they still are much better equipped to see the forest for the trees. 3. They rely on intuition. That is, they trust their gut. 4. And finally, they have a solid understanding of the ways in which certain people and groups interact. Now, if you want to be successful at business, or any undertaking for that matter, you might just want to seriously consider amping up these qualities in yourself. For more on success, be sure to download my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL football legend Ray Lewis.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now on this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how we can help you help yourself. This program is aimed at connecting the farms to the food supply and the families that use the food supply, trying to be as bottom line oriented as possible with tips and ideas and thoughts and guests that will put you into a good place. And then we have it available for you as a podcast. If you don't hear the program during the week or on the weekend, you can go to the podcast site, which is AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All the podcasts are available without charge at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent podcast begins with news about the ethanol blend and what that means to farmers. We also had a conversation, a really good conversation with Sarah Wyant, who is from AgriPulse Communication, talking about how to connect with the farms and farm families the way that they do. She's really created a great, successful business and, you know, writes about, covers all kinds of things, the farm bill, nutrition, trade, food safety, environment, all that good thing, all that good stuff. And there's always our opinion piece. Foreign trade policies were on my mind in the most recent of our podcasts. Again, remember you can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, I have these thoughts about considering the farm and food systems state by state around our country. We all have been through a lot with this pandemic. And we always seem to have, it's not that problem, there's a problem with the food supply in Ukraine. And what's that going to cost the American family farmer and the American family buying food? The prices are going crazy, and some ignorant people are blaming the farmer. Not the farmer's fault at all. The farmer has a right to make a reasonable, and we all know the definition of reasonable kind of sometimes isn't reasonable, but we all have a right to make enough money so that our families can exist, so our farms can continue, that sort of thing. That's been the big challenge. The vulnerability of our farms now, how we continue to feed Americans, the supply chain issues are a big problem for not only seed this year, fertilizer, things to repair our tractors and equipment, that sort of thing. A lot of people have turned to local farmers and producers, which is a win for all of us. Farm stands, farmers markets, home delivery, community-supported agriculture, CSAs, all really have gained greatly around the country. And the reason I'm bringing it up now is because it may be even more important as food sources dry up because of Ukraine, because of the inflation, whatever it is. So it's time for you to build as much as you can in terms of your relationship with your community, farmers markets, opening up your farm, growing as much as you can, because there's going to be a huge demand on whatever it is that you grow. You're becoming more important to our food system, and in many ways, that's a great thing. As long as you're getting enough money, the future of agriculture could be bright if, in fact, we are continuing to educate the public as to what it takes for us to run a successful farm. Whether it's a dairy farm, whether it's produce-oriented, a particular crop, whatever it is, the key to providing your success is to have people know what you're producing and to make it available at a price that is not too expensive for homes and restaurants and schools and institutions to want to buy, but certainly enough. That's kind of where the conundrum is. That's the challenge. How can you get as much as possible for what you're doing so that you can provide for yourself, your family, etc., and not turn people off? Well, just the fact that some of the milk and dairy products available now that isn't available in stores, the fact that produce as we go through the season available, fruits and vegetables and that sort of thing. The future of agriculture is being studied in a lot of states around the country because there, a lot of people in politics have woken up to the fact that our system is in dire straits. It's in jeopardy. There are a lot of people that are trying to make more land available to you in various ways around the country. Those sorts of things should be supported by the average person. So whatever your operational needs, your capital needs, hopefully they'll be easy enough to get. You're already on to that, so you'll be able to buy what you need, produce what you need, and make a reasonable profit this year. That's my wish for you. That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.